Here's Pastor Brian as he continues this week's study.
Welcome to the program today. We are currently involved in an in-depth study of Matthew chapter 24, which focuses on the events of the last days. Thus far, we have looked at the first seven verses, which discuss the prediction of the destruction of the temple, as well as the first two signs which Jesus predicted will take place before his second coming. The first two signs that we have already looked at are the many false Christs, which will rise up, as well as the wars and rumors of wars. Our study today will focus on the second part of verse 7 as well as verse 8 and look at the third of these signs, which speaks of famines, pestilences, and earthquakes. These scriptures read as follows: "And there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginnings of sorrows." So today we'll be looking at what the scripture says about the famines, the earthquakes, and the pestilences. It is very clear in Revelation chapter 6, is in relation to the third seal that is unloosed on the scroll in verses 5 through 6, that it relates to a famine that's going to come upon the earth. These verses read as follows: "When he opened the third seal, I heard the third living creature saying, 'Come and see.' And I looked, and behold, a black horse, and he who sat on it had a pair of scales in his hands. And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, 'A quart of wheat for a denarius, and three quarts of barley for a denarius, and do not harm the oil and the wine.'" So here we see this black horse that comes out. And according to Jeremiah chapter 14 and Lamentations chapter 5 verse 10, this color communicates the idea of famine and starvation. The other symbols that are there are the scale and the denarius and the oil and the wine. The scale that is there, many see this as some sort of food rationing system that's going to be developed in relationship to the mark of the beast. Now, the denarius that is mentioned was what a person was paid as a daily wage. And verse 6 says, "And I heard a voice in the midst of the four living creatures saying, 'A quart of wheat for a denarius.'" And what it's predicting here is that it's going to take a day's wage just to make a loaf of bread. And it also speaks of the barley. It says, "And three quarts of barley for a denarius." And in that day, only the poor abject slaves in the Roman society would eat the barley, since it was primarily the food for the animals. So what we find here is that the food supply is not going to be adequate. Even the bare minimum is going to cost a day's wage. Just an interesting point. I don't know exactly how this would relate to the end times prophecy, but something to think about. 80% of the food supply comes from the United States. And this may reflect a possible clue as to our role, the role of the United States in the end times. What happens when there's a lack of food supply and extremely high inflation? People start looking for a Messiah as they did in Germany, and the result was a Hitler. The same sort of conditions are going to take place. Then it also mentions not to harm the oil and the wine. Now, there's two primary viewpoints as to what that means. According to Walvoord, who's written a commentary on the book of Revelation, he writes that the oil and the wine were considered essential in biblical times and were items necessary just for one's existence. David Hawking takes a different viewpoint and mentions that the oil and wine are reference to the fact that the rich will still have access to some of the luxuries, such as oil and the wine, and there'll be a great divergence between the rich and the poor. Those are also conditions which set the stage for a revolution, a looking for a Messiah, a leader to rise up and to lead the people. Another place which shows there will be great famines during the tribulation period is Revelation chapter 8, which described the trumpet judgments. And in verse 7, it reads this way: "The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up." So here, this hail and fire that is thrown to the earth burns up the vegetation, which would obviously cause even greater scarcity here on the planet. Now, it's interesting the way in which the book of Revelation unfolds, beginning at Revelation chapter 6, is this seven-sealed book begins to be unloosed. And each time one of these seals are loosed, great destruction comes upon the planets. And as the first seven seals are unloosed, which are recorded in Revelation chapter 6, verse 1 through chapter 8, verse 6, it comes to the seventh seal. That seventh seal contains seven trumpet judgments, which is recorded in Revelation chapter 8, verse 7 through chapter 9, verse 21, as well as Revelation chapter 11, verses 15 through 19. And then that seventh trumpet contains seven bowls, which are described in Revelation chapter 16, verses 1 through 21. And by way of suggestion, what I would offer is that these seven seal judgments take place over a period of years during the tribulation period. The trumpet judgments seem to be shorter judgments, immediate, quick judgments, and then the bowl judgments would be very near the end and take place even more rapidly, maybe even over a period of days. So the seals take place over a series of years, the trumpets take place over a period of months, and then the bowls maybe over a period of days, as by way of suggestion. And here, in relationship to this famine, as this fire burns up the vegetation, that would bring in greater famine. Also in Revelation chapter 8, the second trumpet judgment is recorded in verses 8 and 9, which says, "Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And then a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed." So there's greater famine and greater scarcity there because of all the living creatures in the sea that'll die. Then in verses 10 and 11, the third trumpet is sounded, and it says, "Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. And the name of the star is Wormwood, and a third of the waters became wormwood, and many died from the water because it was made bitter." So here we have the fresh water also struck, as well as the sea, which would bring in even greater scarcity. So we see clearly that over the tribulation period, this famine is going to grow and increase with intensity like a birth pang. The other sign mentioned in Matthew 24, verse 7, is the term pestilences. And here we find the same thing taking place in Revelation chapter 16, verse 2, just by way of an example, is one of the pestilences that will come upon the land. Reads this way, "So the first went out and poured out his bowl upon the earth." So we're looking at the bowl judgments. "And a foul and loathsome sore came upon the men who had the mark of the beast and those who worshiped the image." Then we also read in verses 8 through 9 of the same chapter, the fourth bowl judgment reads as follows, "Then the fourth angel poured out his bowl on the sun, and power was given to him to scorch men with fire. And men were scorched with great heat, and they blasphemed the name of God who has power over these plagues, and they did not repent and give him glory." The fifth bowl in verses 10 and 11 says that great darkness is going to come upon the land, and it's going to cause pain to the point where it says in verse 10, "And they gnawed their tongues because of the pain." So these pestilences and diseases are going to come upon the people with great severity. The other sign mentioned in Matthew 24, verse 7, are earthquakes. And we see the same thing being recorded in Revelation chapter 11 in verse 13, which says, "In the same hour there was a great earthquake, and a tenth of the city fell. In the earthquake, 7,000 men were killed, and the rest were afraid and gave glory to the God of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe is coming quickly." It's one thing that an earthquake does. It does bring the fear of God into people because they realize that they are utterly out of control. But there 7,000 people will die, and a tenth of the city is going to be destroyed. Also in Revelation chapter 16, verses 18 through 21, it describes another great earthquake that will take place during the tribulation period. It says, "And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake, such a mighty and great earthquake as had not occurred since men were on the earth. Now the great city was divided into three parts, and the cities of the nations fell. And great Babylon was remembered before God to give her the cup of the wine of the fierceness of his wrath. Then every island fled away, and the mountains were not found." So this earthquake is going to be one that you cannot compare it with any other one. Verse 21 says, "And great hail from heaven fell upon men, every hailstone about the weight of a talent. And men blasphemed God because of the plague of hell, since that plague was exceedingly great." So here we have this tremendous earthquake that is going to cause every mountain to flee away. It's going to cause every island to flee away, and the mountains are not going to be found. I believe this is what is being described in Isaiah chapter 24, verse 20, which reads this way, "The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall totter like a hut. Its transgression shall be heavy upon it, and it will fall and not rise again." So here we have a description that the earth is literally, the entire earth is going to literally shake back and forth like a drunkard that would be wobbling as they're walking down the street. So the whole earth is going to be shaken and causes great devastation and fear. It is interesting that in Luke chapter 21, verse 11, it reads this way, which is a parallel passage to Matthew 24, verse 7. It says, "And there will be great earthquakes in various places, and famines and pestilences, and there will be fearful sights and great signs from heaven." We haven't had the time to look at that fearful sights and great signs from heaven, but you will see that recorded in Revelation chapter 6 in that sixth seal, as well as what I read in Revelation 16, verse 21, where it says, "Hail came from heaven and fell upon men," and it says it weighed that of a talent, which some have estimated to be 125 pounds. So that's great disturbances and signs which would cause great fear in the hearts of men. I do believe that this is what Jesus referred to when he said in Luke chapter 21, verses 25 and 6 the following, "And there will be signs in the sun, in the moon, and in the stars, and on earth distress of nations with perplexity, the sea and the waves roaring, men's hearts failing them from fear and expectation of those things which are coming on the earth, for the powers of the heaven will be shaken." So Luke adds that additional sign of signs in the heavens, which I hope we have time to look at in a future study, because there will be tremendous signs in the heavens that will bring people to the point where their hearts are going to melt because of fear. And the signs that we have looked at thus far, according to verse 8, what Jesus said, all these are the beginnings of sorrows. So these are just the beginning pains that are going to take place during the tribulation period. They're quite devastating and quite fearful, but yet these are just the beginning. And that phrase, the beginning of sorrows, is literally the birth pangs. So I believe what Jesus is describing, these signs will start during the beginning of the tribulation period, not quite as intense, but as the seven-year tribulation period continues on, they will increase in intensity as well as in frequency, culminating there in the second coming of Jesus Christ. But once again, we are told not to fear these things because these are signs that the Lord is about to return and establish his wonderful kingdom. I hope these studies in Matthew chapter 24 are helping you gain an understanding of what the Lord says will take place in the last days. We here at Solid Ground would also like to help you in your study of the Bible in any way that we can. And we do offer correspondence courses, which I believe will be very helpful in your study of the Word of God. As well as if you want a copy of today's study or any of the studies that we've done here, you can call us at our new toll-free number at 1-877-941-LAMB. That's 1-877-941-LAMB. Or look us up on the web at www.calvarylm.org. And there you'll be able to download a copy of my notes that I use for our studies, as well as get more information about Solid.